Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 370. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I have beer.
Tony has beer. Fozzie is here.
I can confirm he has beer.
Yeah, Fozzie is back from Hawaii.
Yeah, I'm tan again. Woo!
And Jeff is here as well.
Yeah, not back from Hawaii, but as always, I have beer.
No Hawaii for Jeff, although he did see the new Game of Thrones episode and is wants to tell us all about it, but he can't. So.
Because if he does,
that's the thing, is I don't want to tell anyone about it. I want other people to have seen it so I can talk to them talk about it. It's like, literally, like, the only person I know who's seen it is our friend Aaron, and yeah. Me and him talked about it in a group chat last night, forgetting the fact that
nobody else
see what we're talking about.
How dare you?
So we got people mad at us.
I just want to say real quick, I don't want to harp on it too much, but like, I watched the trailer because they always put like that preview, and I got anxiety from that trailer. I was like, there's way too much shit happening in this game. I didn't like it all.
it's not spoilery. I think it's the best episode of the season for sure.
All right, next cool. Week,
so
I'm excited.
Get excited, guys. Yeah.
Yeah. We're only one more working day for most of us, at least.
Yeah.
That happens. Yes. So, Fozzie,
hi.
You have been to Hawaii, but you said you had new games to talk about.
I have. I've come back a new phoenix. And normally, like, I have really nothing to like talk about, but for some reason, I've just bought like some new games randomly, and I've been playing a lot recently, just a lot more in general. It's kind of funny that like my Xbox is really kind of my least played console right now, and holiday wise it's not looking too great for them either. So
not anymore, no,
not at all.
Worse and worse.
So it looks like for me, like, again, I'm getting a lot of content out of my Switch, and I know Hefe's been playing it, but Sonic Mania has been kind of like taking over my world a little bit. It's great. It's pretty much just a wrapping of, like, I think Sonic 3, as a lot of people are saying.
Okay.
But, you know, again, like, for me, and maybe it sounds stupid, but a lot of the reasons I like the Switch is that it's so portable. I can play anywhere. It's so easy to connect to my TV if I wanted to.
It's and a perfect Switch game.
It's a great Switch game. Like, I just play it, like, just right before I go to bed. I'll play, like, 30 minutes, and I'll get, like, past an act, and it's a lot of fun. I don't know if there's like a leaderboard, or I haven't really gone into it too much, but it's like old school Sonic, you know. They added a couple new things, they've added a couple new levels, but it feels good. I don't know.
It has a lot of care put into it. Like,
yeah,
it's like, if you're a fan of the Genesis Sonic games,
right? Like,
holy shit, like, for one, like, what I think is awesome, I used to always love on Sonic 2 that you could do this two-player mode where you're basically racing against the second player. That mode's in there. Like, that's cool.
Yeah, competition stuff.
It takes some of the best levels. Like, I think probably my favorite level in the entire series is Chemical Plant Zone from Sonic
2. I love Chemical
Plant Zone. Yeah, and their redesign of it here, It's clever, you know. It's just a clever redo of like, part of the level feels exactly the same, and then there's like new elements with the bouncy gel that's everywhere. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It felt like they made a Sonic 4. I know there is a Sonic 4, but like, that's what it feels like.
It's like they remade Sonic 4. Like, that Sonic 4 doesn't count.
Did not feel. Yeah, well, that one, by all accounts, is an okay game, but it did not feel like, you know, I played it a little bit. It did not feel right. This feels like, it just feels like another Genesis one. Like, it's just, and probably one of the best. I do have some issues with it, Fozzie, though. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know about you.
Talk to me.
It's fucking hard.
It's real tough.
Dude, the some of the bosses, I've been stuck on a boss for like 2 days now.
Which boss?
I can't get past. Metal Sonic in Stardust Speedway.
I'm there.
Are you stuck there?
I played him once last night, and I haven't played since. But yeah, let me think. You kill one of the people. First of all, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, you don't have, like, first I kept, he sends out, like, a little robot for you to kill. Or, like, yeah. At least that's what I thought you did. And I killed 50 of them in a row. And
oh, right. Yeah, you have to bounce it back at him.
Yes, so you have to wait for this thing to jump in the air to attack you. Then you have to catch his attack in the air, like, in midair.
Yeah.
And somehow bounce it into the boss that's above you.
Yeah, and I remember.
It's pretty hard.
Yeah, I got stuck there, and it was my last life, so, like, I only have one try at it.
I guess,
I was like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah, well, that goes to my second complaint, which is, like, I know these are based off of games that had, like, literally, like, you know, 1 and 2 had no save points at all. Yeah. Or any of this shit. Like, but the save shit feels dated now. Like, they should have updated it a little more than they did. Like, if you run out of lives, you're not starting over from the beginning of the game, but you are starting, like, so you are starting at the beginning of a level. So let's say you make it to the end of Act 2 of a level, and you're fighting the boss, and you run out of lives on the boss. Well, you're playing through the last 15 minutes of the game again to get where you are.
I
don't love that. I mean, I get it. I some people respect that, and they want them to keep it that way, kind of.
Yeah, I'm kind of in that boat. But, I don't know.
Really? Dude. Well, you know what? Tell me if you're still in that boat after your fucking sixth time fighting this fucking Metal Sonic, and you get to play through all Stardust Speedway again. Like,
right, where'd Fozzie go?
We lose. He left. You scared him away.
He's like, I'm not listening to this. Well, there he's back.
Sorry. I accidentally clicked that bit.
No, I'm just saying. You know, tell me if you feel that way after you've gone through Stardust Speedway a bunch of times getting to this boss.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's fair.
I wonder if maybe they could have, like, done a compromise, though, where, like, hey, here's Genesis mode.
And here's mode. Easy, and, like, baby, well, safe state version.
Well, right, or you can at least save after each level or whatever, right? Like,
right. No, I get it. I get it, for sure.
It's good, though. It's a good game. Like, it's for $20, dude, it's so, like, I'm surprised you didn't pick it up, Chris. You must really not like the Sonic, huh?
I mean, I like Sonic. It's fine. I have other stuff to play right now.
Oh, okay. Like,
and I have Uncharted next week, and Mario and Rabbids after that. So I have it on my, like, wish list.
But... And Madden. Everyone has Madden.
Nah. heard Madden's not that great this year.
I don't know. I've been playing it. It's fine.
I'm sure it's fine. It's Madden.
I heard the story mode is pretty cool, so I'm actually pretty interested in giving that a try.
It's right now. You can play it right now.
Yeah.
I would be more excited about it if the guy wasn't from Texas Longhorns, because fuck him.
That's fair.
But Tom Brady's on the cover. I mean, that sells it.
Especially
for everyone, right?
Fuck that. I think that was the two, like, things that really made me hate it. Those things exactly.
Damn.
So for both of you that have played Sonic Mania, like,
yeah,
how much do they rely on the old like locations and?
It's 12 levels. So, you know, 12 levels with, or 12 zones with 2 levels in them.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And 4 of the zones are brand new.
Okay.
So, yeah. But, like, yeah, I mean, but, like, a lot of the ones that are even based on the old ones are almost completely redesigned. Some of them are not. Like, the very first one.
Better.
Yeah, like, Green Hill Zone, I think, is untouched.
Yeah, like, Green Hill Zone.
You don't,
to me, felt like
no one
the
likes
same.
That. Yeah, no one likes messing with Green Hill Zone.
But, and I want to say, like, you know, like, Chemical Plant Zone, I felt like the first stage of that felt very close. Like, maybe not 100%. It felt close. But then, like, the whole second level, like, with all the bouncy gel stuff, was like,
different.
Brand new feeling. Yeah.
So, like,
it's a solid fucking game. Like, especially if you're into old school Sonic, like, I could see why. I don't think I would have rated it quite as high as some of the, like, this thing got some good fucking reviews. Mm-hmm. I think that, like, I mean, a lot of people must really love Sonic. I've always enjoyed the series. But they fixed the save thing and made it easier for me to play it like a little wuss, mm-hmm. I think that'd be better. There is a cheat, though. I don't know if you know, Fozzie. There's a cheat for level select. So I've sampled almost all levels by this point.
Oh, have you? Okay. Well, I'm just going to kind of play it the way that we have meant to play. Way. The American way, for sure. So.
I think I'm with you, Jeff. I would like... Because I will give it a shot at some point, but I will probably get frustrated and just be like, well, there's other shit to play and move on.
Well, I mean, that's actually why I'm really happy I found the level select. Because like, I've been stuck on the Stardust Speedway for days. And I'm like, I want to try a different level. So it's really easy. Before start screen, you just hold down two buttons and then it pops up the level select. Okay. So after, like, now I'm just like, well, I get to sample whatever I want now. You know what I mean? So it's right. That wipes away, it takes away the frustration, but it also is keeping me from getting good at levels and shit. Because, like, I'll make it to the end of the level and die at a boss and go, I'll just try a different level now.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's good and bad, but I'm happy at least that's there, if not allowing me to do save states. Like, I need one or the other, so at least give me the level select that's cool.
There you go. You get your little baby way out.
Yeah.
Ah.
Fozzie, what else you been playing?
Alright, one more game that's really just the past like couple days I've been playing. It's a game called Kingdoms and Castles. Also Sonic is $19.99, so I mean again, if you have a Switch and you even remotely like Sonic, just get it. Okay. I mean like again, you should. So
should I get a Switch? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, yeah, you should. And I think I made a
Switch. Okay.
I think I made a strong point by saying there's a good Zelda Sonic. Good Zelda Sonic. Oh, you did? You bought one?
He has one.
Ah! Awesome. Oh, nice. All
right. That is fantastic.
Good man, finally.
All right. What should I get with my Switch? What do you think?
Zelda.
I should get Zelda.
Zelda.
Let's get Zelda.
In 2 weeks, Marion Rabbit.
Yeah. Literally, just get Zelda first, because we all...
That's all I got.
Got it. He's got it.
Okay, yeah, because we need to get the game of the year right this year, just saying, right. So...
Yeah, Pro Controller is a must.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah, did you get one, Tony?
I did.
Got one.
Yeah, oh,
he's
nice.
Showing it off.
He's showing it off.
Oh, I have my screen closed.
These are my...
Yeah, I did too.
Oh.
Good
job, dude. Good job.
Welcome.
That's great.
You're really, I think you've made a good purchase. and you know, it's been out long enough for me to not be on the Nintendo boat anymore, but if it wasn't for Monster Hunter, I would have already have put more hours into my Switch than I did my Wii U the whole time I had it. Monster Hunter might be the only saving grace where I put like 80 hours into that game. Kingdoms and Castles is $9.99 on Steam right now, and it is a city builder, essentially.
Okay.
Medieval city builder. You're not attacking, but waves of like Vikings and dragons come at you, so you have to set up like a defense and things like that. It's soothing. Like, it's surprisingly, like, really kind of, like, easygoing. It's so much fun. Like, it's, you just watch, like, your town, like, grow, and then you get kind of excited once you understand, like, kind of the basics of it, but you have to build food and like, mine for things and everything. So, it's kind of... It's hard to explain because it doesn't sound... like a lot of fun when I'm talking about it, but
it looks pretty cool.
It is cool. Like I like the art design for sure, and it's one of those games where you're like, okay, I'm just going to try and build my city up just a little bit more, because what you do is you have to recruit people to your town. So each year, like a ship of people come in, and then a ship of people will either. Or some of them will stay or they'll go. So depending on what your people's happiness is and everything like that. So you have to balance that and like taxing people and getting gold. And so there's a lot of like kind of like, push and shove there. But it's cool. Like I finally got to a point where like I have level 2 walls all around my town and like we're pretty fortified. So it took a while to get there. I've probably spent like 6 hours on this town alone, but now I want to kind of go back and restart because I've learned so much more. But it's great. If you like city builders like I do, I guess my only complaint there is that I could see a game kind of boring quickly once, you know, all you're really doing is building up your town, but there's only so many different things you can build, and there's only so many invaders and things you can do too before you're just like, well, this is dumb. I conquered all the Vikings. I've conquered all the dragons. Nothing can, you know, get me, like, can break into my walls. But until I get to that point, I think I'm still going to keep, like, putting time into this game. So it's cool. Like, and again, it's $9.99, so I feel like I've already gotten my money's worth out of it. But, yeah, if anyone likes kind of just, like, city building, and give it a try. It's again, it's super cheap and it's fun. It's nothing that's like too taxing on your PC either. So I mean,
yeah, I mean it looks almost like Minecrafty in the visual.
Yeah, sense. Like, but it's very you kind of can build it however you want as far as your town, your city. I mean, you can build these walls like, you know, 20 feet or 20 stories high if you want, and you put your towers on there and it, so it could shoot super far. And so
yeah, I'm looking at some images on Google search and yeah, like, some really cool castles here that people have built,
and that's the thing is that like I'm looking like Google image too, and just looking at this, like, to get there it takes so long. Like, so you start out with next to nothing. You start out with this tiny little town of like two or three houses, right? And then you just start to expand. And then there's a point where like you're just rapidly expanding. And right now I have about 500 people in my town. But you could get up to like 1,000 or 2,000. So I want to try and get there. And yeah, it's it kicks ass though. It's a fun game.
Do you know when like the dragons or the, you know, the enemies?
That, yeah, that's kind of thing is that, well, it's going to say like dragon in sight or something, or okay, Vikings are invading. The problem is that you can't build something in that time. So if you don't have the towers already in place,
okay, so you could be kind of screwed.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of a neat thing too, is that like there's always like that kind of that. Like, what will happen is that, first off, like, you can, like, put the speeds, like, super fast so the years go by really quickly. So while I'm doing that, like, I'm exposing my town because I don't want to build the wall completely because I'm trying to build up the town a little bit because people are complaining about food. And then while that's happening, I'm like, oh, God, please don't let there be an invasion. Because Viking invasions will fuck up your town. They'll go in there and they will, like, light everything on fire. So, like, half the town's on fire. There's nothing you can do if you don't have any sort of defenses. You know, it's just like they're going in there and you're just like, well, that town's fucked. And so it's pretty cool because you're like, oh, God, now I have to like rebuild like half my city.
It's like when the tar slimes kill your whole ranch. Oh, wait, different game.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, so it's cool. Like, it's definitely, you know, it feels really satisfying once you have like whole city where, you know, you have the gates and then you have like the towers and everything. So I'll probably stream it a little bit too when I start my new city so cool, that I can kind of show people. So the one thing I hate is that you have to, I don't know if you can, but like I think you can only toggle one tower at a time. So what I do to save money, because it costs money to put people in the towers, is I'll close off the towers until there's an attack. But if I do that, I have to close every single tower. And now I have like 40 towers around my city. So I have to literally click each one. I'm like, this sucks. Like, there's no way to match.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. So, anyways, those are the two main one games. Yeah. And
I'm going to add that to my my wish list on
Steam. Yeah, you should. It's, yeah, I mean, I love supporting games like these. And then one last thing is I've been playing a lot of Hearthstone. Hearthstone? In Hawaii, my friend Harris, he was just playing it like all the time, and then I was watching. I'm like, eh, I get back into that, you know. So played that. I mean, people, have, you know what that is, but you know,
yeah.
It's a fun game, fun ass game. So,
all right,
yeah, that's it.
Cool. Jeff, you been playing anything else?
A little bit more of Batman, the Telltale Batman.
Okay.
I don't know what
the new one or the old one.
The old season one.
The old one is on sale. I am tempted because it's $10.
Yeah, I bought it for $13, but so yeah. it's good. Like it's
like a all Telltale game, though, right?
Yeah, like it's yeah, but like they're. I guess the one thing I would say that like is kind of bugging me is I don't feel like I'm having so much influence over the story as I would like. Maybe that's something that like is cropping up from playing so many Telltale games, but just you like start to wonder like how much of this is just me pressing a button every once in a while.
To get a lot.
To go along. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think that was one of my big complaints with The Walking Dead. Years ago, season one of The Walking Dead was, I mean, you end up at a certain point no matter what you do. Like,
and I'm okay with that, but I just feel like you should have. I just don't feel like there's a lot of points in this Batman game where I'm making a huge decision. Yeah, like, I like when you play a game like this where it's like you're like, oh man, which path do I go on here? You know. Even if it does end up in the same place, I don't feel like there's a lot of choices like that.
So the big choices here are where you're Batman, and you've probably had a couple of them already, where you're making like the tactical decisions on how to approach the action, right? Like you're
yeah, but that's not anything.
No, but it's not like it's not a story decision. No, and there are a couple like there's. And there are a couple story pieces where, like in one, like you have to make a decision between two people, and like that impacts like how things play out.
Yeah. Okay. The only thing I felt like the only decision I felt that felt big was from episode one, so I don't feel bad saying when it was. But like, you get a file, and you can either turn it over to the police or you can turn it over to the press. And I felt like that maybe was like, is that one of the things you're referring to or no?
No. No. Okay. There's a so like that. There's a couple. Like, how far in are you, Jeff?
I just finished episode 3 today, so I got to choose whether to have sex with Catwoman or not. So, me and 90% of other players chose to have sex with Catwoman.
I'm shocked.
It's good. Like, I don't know. It's good. I'm worried.
Sex is good. Things. Got it.
Sex with Catwoman's good.
like I mentioned last week, I liked the idea that Bruce Wayne's parents were corrupt, right?
Yeah.
But I'm worried that they're going to do things with some of the characters that I feel like I don't know if it fits or not. Like at least like they're doing something with Vicky Vale that I'm like I don't ever remember hearing this about Vicky Vale. Like so, if it's their take on Vicky Vale, I don't like what they're doing with that. I don't know. And I don't know if you know what I'm referring to at all, Chris.
Nah, I'm drawing a blank on, like, I don't think anything that she had was super important, so.
Well, you find out she's a villain. Like, I don't remember that ever being the case anywhere else. So, I don't know. It's pretty cool-ish. It's a Telltale game.
Yeah. Yes. I mean... Maybe, Tony, maybe for $10 it might be worth
giving
a shot.
What, I mean,
I'm not sure if it's going to spin you differently because it's still a Telltale game, although I do think it runs better than
it is smoother.
Other Telltale games.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that over time, with all the money that they've made, that they
would. Well, I think Batman is the first one on their new engine, which is very much like their old engine, but I think it's
definitely. It's less stuttery and stuff, but like there are like I have noticed points where the voice like syncing is off by like a second or two, but it's nowhere near as jarring as some of the earlier games with the transitions. I don't think.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, dude. For $10, you can't really go wrong. It'll give you a good, like, 6 to 8 hours, probably, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's, I mean...
It's 5 episodes, about an hour each.
Hour and a half, yeah. So yeah. It'll run you a pretty good amount.
I like there's things I really love about it. Like, I love their visual take on Penguin. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way he looks like when he's in costume, it looks like one of the fucking freaks from Bioshock. Like, it's just totally different than how you ever pictured the Penguin before. I don't know, it's neat. Like, and it's, like, interesting to see, like, their take on doing Harvey Dent and whatnot. Like, I don't know. It's all right. I've been playing Slime Rancher, too.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, this is a game that you talked up last week, Tony, and it's really good. Like,
yes.
I did feel like an hour or two in, like I had seen everything that it had to show me, or it had to show me, but...
But then you found that was untrue.
Yeah. Well, more so my girlfriend than me. She's been playing it a lot, and I've seen some of what she's doing, and I'm like, oh my god, this game has like every time you think you figured everything out, there's more depths to it, and like, it's a constant loop of, all right, I build up enough so I can open up this next area, and then you start all over again, almost like... It's definitely like that addictive type of game where you're just always trying to get the next thing. I don't know. It's cool. Like, especially for free, it's really awesome.
Yes, free is a great price for this game.
But its actual price, I think it's $20 normally.
Yeah, it's definitely
it would be totally worth $20. Yeah. It's an awesome game. Did anyone else try it out?
So I need to actually press play on it and give it a go.
Yeah, dude. I think you'd be surprised the amount of time that could like slip away from you as you're playing it. Like, it's just, you're constantly in a loop of, okay, I need to, like, all right, I need a couple more $1,000 and I could go build this. And then once I build that, I got to open up that. And like, it kind of like keeps snowballing and almost kind of resetting when you, and like, I felt like I had seen every corner of the world very early on, and that's not the case at all. It was pretty expansive. Like, it feels almost like a full retail game, and for free is like, it's a fun, like, chill game. Like, it's a relaxing game to play, you know?
Cool. I have it downloaded. I'm not press play on it yet. So,
well, at least you got it. I mean, and I don't know if it's totally your type of game, but
free.
It's got that hook, right, dude. Like, it will at least put some hooks into you. You might not stick with it. Like, I've kind of already fallen off, but like, Melissa, like, every chance she's getting is kind of all over this game. So
my son's put like 40 hours into it.
Wow. Yeah, like, yeah. I've probably put a half dozen hours into it. She's probably put almost 20. You know what I mean? Like, it's... there's some meat to it, like, which is really fucking, and, you know, I think it's a genre I like a lot. It reminds me a lot of Viva Pinata. Maybe even better. Like, it's cool.
It's about raising your cute little creatures. I mean,
yeah. All I have, though, like, the most interesting one I have so far is the boom slime, like the ones that explode.
Oh, man.
Like, before then, all I was raising so many tabbies that, like, the price of their
you're running yourself out of the market.
Yeah, like we're like, I mean, I'm assuming that's how it works, is like, you've sold so many to them that the market, like, you basically make things and sell them. Like, you basically make these slimes poop for you, and you sell their sell their poop. And at first, like, early on in the game, there's these tabby slimes. They look like little cats. And their poop is worth way more than anyone else, but I've sold so much that, like, when I go to, like, the market adjusts on it and shit, and so, like, they're worth not as much anymore. So I'm assuming it's because I sold so many of them, and also it's just like a natural progression of the game. So then you're gonna be like, I need to get like a better slime poop, start raising them to get their poop. It's a poop simulator.
Lots of different kinds too,
and you can bring them together. Like. And I have not really figured that out. Every time I've tried to experiment with things, like, these tar slimes come out and kill my whole ranch.
Yeah, so if you feed if a slime accidentally eats a port that it's not compatible with, it turns into this tar thing.
Yeah.
Basically tries to eat whatever it can get its tentacles on, including you. But if it eats the other slimes, it turns them into tar as well. So you end up with like this weird zombie effect. They grow in number.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've actually seen my son play where they've like taken out every slime on his ranch.
Yeah, it's happened to me too. Because I didn't have, if you have water, you could like kill them, tar things. But like when I accidentally did this, I was just experimenting. I did not even have the water attachment for my gun, so they just went rampant all over my farm, and I was like, everything died. I was like, oh, that really sucks. And now I have a water gun. Yeah, like I don't know though. I mean, the game is. It's actually like, and honestly, it might be my top 10. It's that good. It might be my top 10 for this year.
Cool.
I don't know if Tony, if you feel the same way, or if it's just kind of like, I don't know.
I think it's really good. It won't.
Yeah, we'll see. It would be near the bottom of my top 10, but it'd be in there right now.
That's what I'm saying. It would be right now, definitely. I think something will knock it off in the future. There's too many
Mario.
There's too many games I'm anticipating.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff coming out in the next like 8 to 10 weeks. So,
dear God, how long does this thing take to prepare? What the hell's going on here?
Are you you setting your Switch up?
I am, and it's got this little circle saying
"Hey, yeah,"
and it's still going.
Huh?
It's been 5 minutes.
I don't remember setting mine up at all. I really don't. I felt like it was really super fast to get going. Like, I was like ready to go. I don't know. It was like setting up a DS or something. Like within 5 minutes, I was playing. I felt like.
Oh no! Did Tony get a brick?
Not trying to jinx it, there, Tony.
I doubt it. I think it's the fact I tried to create like a new user.
Ah. Yeah, to get your Nintendo Network ID.
That's right.
Yeah, that might take.
What?
I cannot wait to hear Tony's thoughts on Zelda.
Yeah,
because you're not really like a Zelda person at all, right? Like,
I'm not, but I love like the type of game that they made Zelda into.
And so. Yeah, like this is more of like an
Skyrim
RPG
or an open world.
Yeah, like I know you like that type of game. I think you're gonna be. I think you're going to be pleased, for sure. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to hear.
Tony, you finished up Watch Dogs 2.
I finished up Watch Dogs 2, yes. And I feel bad, because if I had finished it up last year, it would totally have been in my top 10.
Really? All right.
For Game of the Year, because it is outstanding in every way. Like, I love the main character. I think he's awesome. The story the game tells is interesting. And all the missions kind of build up to this nice crescendo. And all the missions individually are like well-designed and fun to play through. And they're all really well-varied, so you're always doing different things. They take the game's hacking into so many different directions. There are points at which you like hack giant robots. You like hack space satellites, so you're like moving cameras around in space to find new things to hack. It's just... They take it to so many different levels and so many different places. It really is like the culmination of like the ideas you got from the first Watch Dogs.
The game it should have been.
The game it should have been, because this game is just infinitely better than that game was.
It looks like it has a sense of style and personality too.
Yeah, like, well, I think a lot of that comes from like they really implement San Francisco really well in the game. Like it's almost a character.
A little better itself. Than Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago was really bland and like not interesting and
not.
Sorry, Hefe.
Yeah.
Not even close to it. Like it. Like there were parts where you like it was weird because you'd be driving on like a highway that was real in it, but then like nothing. Match what it should be like. It's like, yeah, there's an L train, okay, but nothing is mapped out right. Like, I don't know. it makes sense why. And of course, like mountains in the background, like shit like that. Right. I was just like, what are you doing? Anyways.
This is much better than that, because there are like different parts of the city. Like you can go to Oakland and see how cool that is, and like you can go across the Golden Gate Bridge, and you can ride on a streetcar and like go up the hill, and it really feels like a cool city to be in. And of course, Marcus is like hilarious as a main character. Aiden Pierce was not hilarious in any way. And I don't think I brought them up enough, but the supporting cast in the game is really good. Like really interesting, nerdy, flawed, hackery people that are really involved in every mission, and you really get to know really well. And it's kind of just fun playing through with them and, you know, interacting. They have some of the most hilarious exchanges. You kind of get the sort of when you're driving around, the conversations you get in like GTA. If you're like sitting in the car with the
car,
you get those all the time in the game. And I don't know how they got so many hours of dialogue in. That is all interesting and fun, because it really is good and well written.
You know what game did that really, really well? Red Dead.
Yeah.
I thought. Anyways. Little aside.
But yeah, play Watch Dogs 2. It's a lot of fun, and now you can get it for really cheap, and it's awesome. Like, everywhere.
Yeah,
I didn't feel too hot on the combat in the beginning, but once you, like, figure out how to hack stuff while you're moving around, it's a lot more fun. When you got, like, four guys coming at you, and you, like, hack their comms so that it's like in their ears, so they're all like grabbing their heads, and you're like shooting them while that's happening. Because Marcus himself is pretty pretty weak. I think I mentioned that last time. Like,
yeah.
He's not a combatant, but once you like integrate the hacking into like your fighting mechanics, it becomes a whole new ball game. Because I can literally like get a row of three people and like hack their headsets so they're one by one, so they're all like reaching up to grab their heads and like melee them each in turn before like the headset stops killing them. So it's kind of like you feel like a badass in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Great game. Uh-huh. Y'all should totally play it.
It's on my I want to play that list, so.
Yes.
I've seen it on sale so many times. I should probably just grab it one of those times. Now I'm at the point, though, almost with it, where I'm like, if I wait long enough, it'll be free. But.
Yeah.
I don't think that.
Maybe in September. I don't think I have too many things lined up in September other than Rabbids and Mario.
Yeah, Rabbids is. Right.
Like
at
in a week or two, yeah.
It's the 29th, so. All right. Well, you play anything else, Tony, besides that and setting up your Switch?
I played about an hour of the new Madden.
Okay.
It was very similar to the last Madden, although it looks a lot better. But yeah, I think I made the mistake of hopping right into franchise mode, so I didn't learn like any of the new controls or any of the new like anything.
Okay.
So it plays exactly like if you wanted to, it will play exactly like last year's Madden, except you know prettier.
Right. And with a weird story mode thing.
Yeah, there's a story mode. I think the EA Access trial is locked to, like, the first act of the story mode.
Okay.
So if you wanted to get into that, you're probably not going to get very far. I am interested to try it out.
Yeah, I might download it just to give that first act a shot, at least.
Oh, yeah, totally. And then, interestingly, last year they locked the achievements in the EA Access version. This year they are not locked.
Oh, that's good.
I actually earned an achievement while I was playing.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy that. They did that for, I think, all their games last year, and it was weird. Like, and then when you boot up the actual game, it just, like, they popped.
I bet they got complaints.
Yeah. I finished Pyre. Which we talked about with Pete last week. That game's really good. It is a PS4 and PC, I think we said last week. There's a lot of story in it. There's a moment in it where there's like a turning point. So you're doing a lot of like traveling through this map and going from right to right, which are like the weird football basketball games. And then you reach like an end point. And when you reach that end point, if you win, you can send one of your people back to the Commonwealth. And when you're done, you then kind of restart. It's like a new season of these matches, but your wagon turns into like a flying machine, so you can just fly around the map to your games. It's very interesting because if you win those final rights where you send one of your guys back, you have to make a decision on two things. One, you're setting up a plan to kind of overthrow the Commonwealth and make life better so that people don't get banished to this place. And you're also possibly hurting yourself by sending certain players back because they have to have played in enough rights to have gained enough experience to be considered worthy. So you actually have to play with certain players to get them to go. And these are the ones that have, you know, the better skills. And so you're making a decision to send one of your veterans basically to retire one of them and then have to like learn to play with a whole new player. So it creates like an interesting strategic dynamic to it all. I ended up playing that game on Sunday for 8 hours. I'll play another one. And then there's like, you know, a bunch of story that you read and some stuff there, but it's like, I don't want to end here. I'll play another one. And I just kept going and it was like 8 hours, like 6 hours in like one sitting. My wife's like, you know, it's like 8 o'clock, right? I'm like, no way.
You know, days like that become more and more rare, you know.
Yeah.
Like, the older you get, like, where you're just like, I spent literally all day playing this fucking game.
Yeah, like, I normally don't get to do that, but, like, she came down, she's like, you know, you've been down here for a while. I'm like, I guess I have. And then, like, I shut it off, watched Game of Thrones, and then after Game of Thrones, I was like, I feel I'm really close to the end. And then it was like another 2 hours after that, but that game's really good. It's really high on my list this year. So, it's an interesting.
It sounds interesting for sure.
Really cool. I don't know if Pete and I touched on this. Like, so it's a 3-on-3 match where you know you're trying to get. Extinguish the other team's pyre, but you can only move one person at a time, and everybody else is frozen. So only one person on each team can be moving. Now they can do like they can jump, they can do their special moves or whatever, but one person on each team is moving. So you're moving whoever you're controlling, and the AI is moving whoever they're controlling.
But it's not like you're taking a turn like chess or something.
No, there's no turn. It's all at the same time. Yeah. So like you are actively playing against the computer or the
but PS4. Having to keep in mind some sort of strategy on top of that with all three of your pieces.
And they're also, you know, layering their strategy on like so they may be while you may be trying to move around the one side, they may be moving their guy up on the other side and then banishing your players and then defensively taking you out, which then leaves them open to throw the orb down to the other end and jump into your pyre. So it's like there's a lot of strategy involved and you have to be paying attention to everything on the map. And it's a really, really cool game. So I don't think it's going to be for everyone. And I think the story is kind of cool, and there has to be tons of different combinations for the way the ending plays out. Because depending upon who you send back and who you don't, and if you win, like, losing a match doesn't doom the game. Like, you're not, the game's not over by losing. Like, you, I think there's like 27 or 28 matches you have to play, but depending upon how you win, where you win, who you win against, and who you send back, if you win those final rights, will all play into how, like, the ending plays out. So it's a very, very complex and very fun. I kind of wish there was an online multiplayer aspect to it, because I could definitely see, like, playing against other people with that. And
I'm surprised there isn't.
Yeah, there's a local multiplayer aspect to it, but no,
weird.
No online. So, played a little bit of Mega Man. Very little bit. Yes, I think I said this 2 weeks ago. I was playing, I popped in the Legacy Collection, and I got to a point in that game where I couldn't beat this boss. It's like one of the final bosses in Dr. Wily's lair. And I couldn't figure it out. Like, it's this weird, like, the monster, the robot guy, he, like, deforms and he reforms on the other side of the screen. And I couldn't figure out the pattern. I mean, I knew what the pattern was, but I couldn't, like, hit the timing on it properly. And it's like, you only get a couple shots at him. So there's actually a glitch, which was in the original Nintendo version of the game. Where you could pause the game, you use like electric Mega Man, like the electric suit, and you shoot into the eye, and you pause, unpause, pause, unpause, pause, unpause, and each time you do it, it actually, as long as like the electric beam is going through them, you're taking off. It's like another hit. Whereas. And this is actually still in the Legacy Collection.
I've never heard of that. Like, I didn't play a ton of. You're playing the first one, right?
The first one, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I played it as a kid, obviously, but I did not play it. I played the second one way more.
Oh yeah, the second one is like the one everybody
remembers. That's the one, yeah.
I was like, I can't beat this guy, and I won. Maybe like as a kid, this is what I used to beat him, but.
You don't remember or whatever.
I was reading a review for whatever reason. Somebody posted a new review today of Mega Man. And they were basing it off of the Legacy Collection. And they were talking about this boss that I couldn't beat in that review and how they didn't want to use the glitch. And I'm like, there's a glitch. What is this glitch? Like, I looked it up, and I was totally able to beat that stupid thing.
It's like the only way anyone ever beat the fucking thing, and they're trying to beat it legit. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did, and now I've moved on. Like, I am glad that game has save states, though.
Yeah. Yeah, Sonic could use them.
I mean, Mega Man was an interesting game where it didn't have save states, but you dying didn't, like, destroy all your progress and take you back to level one. It would just boot you back to the menu screen where you selected which enemy to go against.
Yeah, and you still had the bosses beat
and you did. Yeah, you still have beaten powers. All those levels. So there was at least that, but I don't want to have to go through that whole level again. So it's like I've been saving, like, as I get through a tough part, and I guess it's cheating through it, but whatever. That's a fun game, but it would be totally frustrating if I was playing that for the first time today.
Just because something is the way it was back in the day does not necessarily mean it's like great. It's just now like, you know, we play a lot of new games and stuff otherwise, it's nice to be able to appreciate these older games without having to, like,
yeah,
commit your entire life. Because that's the only way you got through some of those NES games was, like, that's all you played. So you knew a level like the back of your hand.
Yeah, right? It's like, I remember Ninja Gaiden in particular was one. That's a really hard game. If you were to jump into it now, but I only had that and Super Mario Brothers when I got my Nintendo Entertainment System. So it's like, I didn't have a whole lot of options. So it was like, I memorized those levels. I knew exactly where the enemies would be. And I got to a point where I could beat that game, and I tried it again. And it's like, this game is fucking hard. Like,
yeah. Yeah. So it's like, I mean, that's why I like having the save states for these old games. Like, it's,
yeah,
okay, it's cheating, whatever, fine. I'm still getting to enjoy them and, like,
yeah,
experience them. Like,
yeah, they're still fun games, but it's like,
and you don't have to use it if you don't want to.
Like Fozzie doesn't want them, that's cool. Like, you know, you beat them on your own terms, but, like, let's give everybody the ability to like, experience, at least for these older type games, like these retro styled games, so.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, tangentially here, and only because we were talking about Mega Man, which is a Capcom game, which DuckTales is also a Capcom game.
Woo.
Yes. this has nothing to do with games, but that new DuckTales cartoon debuted on Saturday. Disney XD actually ran it for 24 hours straight. They just kept looping it.
Like the same episode?
Yeah, it's like an hour long double episode. So I guess they ran like the first two episodes, I guess.
Okay.
It's really good. That's based on those two episodes, this is going to be a great reboot of that series. So.
Hmm.
Give it a chance. Like, if you have any like nostalgia for DuckTales, my kids loved it. And like I found watching it briefly, and I was like, this is really funny. Like, there's like some really good writing in it, and the art style is a little different. But it's mostly like, you know, you get the characters, you know who they are, and there's some really good stuff in there.
So. It's like the Disney Channel, you said?
It was on Disney XD. Earl, our buddy Earl on Twitter, he said that I guess it's like a month before they actually debut episode 3. So, and then I guess it'll be regular. But yeah, if you get a chance to see it, anybody out there, give it a go. It's good.
I'll check my Comcast to see if I got it. I'm like, assuming I do, but
yeah, it's absurd that like we're sitting here talking about like recommending a cartoon from 30 years ago, but
it was a high bar. It said, man,
it was a really good cartoon. Like, and Tony, like, you know, 30 years in, like, you know, we know what that woohoo means.
That's
like
right.
That's, from that theme song, it's super iconic. So. All right, one piece of news here. We briefly touched on it. Microsoft has no games coming out this fall. I guess they have one. They have Forza coming out in October, but
yikes!
In terms of any other like big ticket games, like Crackdown was delayed into 2018.
It was kind of their Xbox One X launch game. I mean, you know,
yeah.
What does that mean anymore? But it was kind of like, if you were buying that system on that day, you'd pick up Crackdown because it's
right,
the
like,
game. Like,
here's our new system. Here's the game that's going to like show it off the best.
Now you're gonna play Lucky's Tale, motherfuckers.
Right.
Enjoy that.
And I mean, I'm gonna play that, but. And I probably will enjoy it, but yeah. I don't think that's going to show off the power of the X.
It's so funny, too, because I was thinking to myself, I'm like, I play my Xbox the most, like that and the Switch right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I was thinking, like, I never, like, got into the Crackdown games, but I was like, you should give Crackdown 3 a chance, because it's like, it's one, it's basically a platformer where you're collecting a bunch of orbs. I love that shit. So, like, yeah. I don't know why I never got into it. But now this happens, and I'm like, motherfucker. Like, I was finally in my head starting to talk myself into buying the Crackdown 3, and then, like, then it gets delayed to next year. So funny.
Which, I mean, I like Crackdown 1. I think it's a really good game, actually. Like, it was a surprise at the time, but I think it was a really good game. But Crackdown 2 sucked, and Crackdown 3 has been in development forever. And word coming out of E3 wasn't great, yeah. Word coming out of E3 this year wasn't great on it either, and now this delay, like, I don't know. But hopefully next year will be better for Microsoft, because they exclusively wise.
Can't get any worse.
Yeah, no, really, it can't. They had Halo Wars 2, which was okay.
That's like a C tier game.
Yeah,
maybe. All right, maybe yeah,
it's
B.
It's not.
If you're being
it's
nice.
Not. It's not a game that appeals to a lot of people.
No,
and,
it's super niche.
And with strategy fans, it was not.
No. Yeah.
Nearly deep enough or interesting enough.
I don't even think it was as deep as
the first game.
First one. So, I mean, I think.
Or as well designed. Like, the first game
was
a fun game to play on a console. This game was not a fun game to play on a console. And when you compare it to other strategy games on PC, it does not compare.
Yeah, it doesn't hold a candle to those other RTSs going on there. So, So yeah, they had that, and they have Forza coming in October. So
that's as bad as Nintendo last year, where it was like nothing. It was like, oh, there's a Paper Mario game that no one wants to play because it sounds dumb.
And you're launching a revision of your console, like a more powerful revision.
Yeah, you have
think
to
you
something
have something, right? Like,
yeah,
it's. I don't know. It's a weird thing.
It's almost like even Sony, I think, is a little weak this year. And it's like the board has been cleared for Nintendo to, like, you know, not everything Nintendo is putting out is the best thing ever. Like, Splatoon 2, I think, is a good game.
Okay.
But it's not like, yeah. But, like, Nintendo is going to throw out Zelda and Mario this year. Like, probably two of the best games ever made. I'm willing to bet with Mario, and I know with Zelda. And it's like, I don't know, man. It's like,
yeah,
it
feels like the year Nintendo
or Warhammer 2 to shine.
Sure, also that. I'll play that on Switch if they put it on the Switch.
I don't think it'll run on the Switch, Jeff.
It will.
Damn it!
A little graphic intensive there.
Yeah, I mean the Switch is a capable little box, but. Yes.
Talk
so,
media looks great.
What else does Sony have? They have Uncharted next week.
I think that's really, like, what else? I think that's
expansion it. Expansion to Horizon Zero Dawn, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it, supposedly Gran Turismo Sport, maybe? Yeah, I mean, they have a light holiday, but they've had a good year, I think, like...
I mean, better than Microsoft, for sure.
Sure, I mean, like, Horizon's one of the best games of the year. And
Neo was pretty cool.
Yeah.
They did good. They did fine. It's just, like, this fall is basically, for me, like, I know there's a lot of games coming out, but, like, the big ones I'm really looking forward to are, like, Mario, Wolfenstein, and Sims 4 for consoles. So,
Sims 4 for consoles.
I pre-ordered, like, the ultimate edition of it, too. Like, that has all the fucking shit. I think it's
nice.
Like a little bit more. Like,
stars, Hefe.
I mean, I love
I might
love
get that
Sims,
game on console.
So.
I mean, it's... it.
Yeah.
The last Sims 3 played pretty well on console, and, you know, I like my achievements. That's always good.
Yeah. So I'm like, it's like those three, and I guess Mario and Rabbids. Like, I don't
I
know.
Have
like,
a
I
solid
know a
list of
me.
Games that I want for this fall. Like, the fact that there aren't that many exclusives is not killing me.
No.
I have Mario, Star Wars Battlefront 2, Assassin's Creed Origins looks really good, Middle Earth Shadow of War, Destiny 2 actually looks good. NBA 2K.
Yeah, it's
I guess you got a bit more than me.
I mean,
there are games.
Yeah,
Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2. I mean,
they're just spread out over a bunch of over different consoles, and like you can play that on PC, you can play them on PS4, you can play it like it's like if you only have this system. I think like the Switch might be the one for exclusives this fall. So.
Yeah. It's just a fun new toy. Like just the idea that you could take it somewhere with you. It's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why like I could have bought Sonic Mania on Xbox. I like play the Xbox the most, but I was like, no, I'm going to get it on Switch. Cause like that way, if I go somewhere, I can play that. Like Sonic's fun to play on the road, you know, like, I don't know. Switch is just where it's at this year, guys.
We were gonna talk about this this list of I think it's 101 games.
Holy shit!
For kids, but I think we'll hold that for when we can have Fozzie and Pete on and kind of go over this list and see what we want to replace and what we've played. Really on it, like I think it's a decent list, and I think there will be some good conversation for
us. Strategy games.
That this is true. There's a lot of like they lump strategy in with role playing, and I don't really see a whole lot of strategy on that list.
No, there's Civ is on that list. That's about it.
Yeah, that might be the only one. Pikmin. Pikmin's on there too, Jeff.
I was under
the strategy list. So, we'll take a look at that. It's actually we ended up talking about games a little bit longer than I was expecting. So we'll save that for maybe next week. And we'll have some games. I'll have Uncharted next week. Jeff will have maybe he'll get by that enemy and Sonic.
Yeah. I think that's all. I don't think
Well said, Jeff. Well said.
Yes.
Hopefully Tony's Switch will have
already fixed it. I had to look it up, but I fixed it.
Hopefully Tony will have played some Zelda and maybe he can give us his impressions of the Switch at that point.
I am super excited for that.
That makes four of us now.
I mean that's the thing, like everyone's played Zelda at this point, so everyone knows. Just saying.
Let's see which is better, Zelda or Horizon Zero Dawn. Finally get there.
It's an easy call for me, but we'll see.
Jeff, I think Zelda will, regardless, think Zelda will end up super high on our list. So,
yeah, and you never beat it yet, did you?
I haven't beat it yet. I'm still playing it. It's a long fucking game, and there's other stuff for me to play. But I like it. It's really good.
Yeah, I guess I don't know when it came out. Like that was all I played for like a month.
Right. Then you got it. You got the Switch when you played it on Wii.
Yeah, on Wii U.
Yeah.
And I bought a Switch that I played it. Yeah. Like it's it's kind of a quieter time of the year, but I feel like there was some Horizon right around it. But once I played Zelda Horizon, just like I was like fuck Horizon.
When you already weren't in love with the combat. In Horizon 2, right?
Yeah, but I was like just coming to terms with the gameplay in Horizon at that point, and it was just, but like once I started playing Zelda, I was like, that's all I wanted to do.
I understand.
I'm trying to think like there were other big games around that time if it was kind of a wide open other than Horizon.
No, it was like it was Horizon, Zelda,
well, there was Mass Effect. Yes, yeah. And Mass Effect I picked up later, and I've already forgotten Mass Effect.
I don't blame you.
I mean, it was fine, but it was like.
Good. Good game.
Yeah.
Not a great game.
Yeah, good. I don't think that we're going to have. I don't think there'll be a whole lot of talk about Mass Effect on.
Not a whole lot of fights about that one. Yeah.
I mean, it's already slid far down my list. So.
My God.
I don't know if it would be on mine.
This Pro controller right is basically an Xbox One controller.
Right. Exactly. It is. It's exactly like that. Yes.
But with, I really just love how big the buttons are for whatever reason. Like they're like big and they stick out, like the face buttons.
Although that D-pad I think is worse.
But yes, it's not.
I'm looking at both of them right now. I'm holding them.
I like the. I mean, I don't think the D-pad on the Xbox controller is great, but I think it's better than the one on the Pro controller.
This is hard. It's hard to push.
I don't know.
I think where we'll get a really good indication of how good that D-pad is once they start releasing like the virtual console games or whatever they want to call it. Because like you don't want to play like, you know, Mario 3 with a fucking analog stick. So
yeah.
That's where we'll figure out like, oh, how much does this suck? But
yeah.
Yes, we will have some stuff. Jeff may play some more Slime Rancher.
Probably.
Or he can tell us about his girlfriend playing more Slime Rancher.
Yeah. If I ever get a chance to play it, we'll see. I mean.
And hopefully Pete and Fozzie will be back next week, and we'll go over 101 games that you should play before you grow up. Which is weird because we're not a kids podcast, but I'm interested to see what games you guys have played off that list. So.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Because there are definitely games on there that I haven't played.
How dare you?
Interesting. I've yet to look at it, but I'm excited to do this.
Yeah, it'll be fun. All right, we'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.